What are your views on an income tax in Alaska?
I don't support an income tax in Alaska. I don't think we need one. There may be a day if we have decline in oil fields where someday you might want to have an income tax in Alaska, and we might even want to have a sales tax in Alaska, but we don't have either one of them, and I'm very happy with that. As long as we can meet our needs through the oil production and our share of the oil production's monies in the state, we don't have to talk about an income tax in the state of Alaska or a statewide sales tax. There may be a day that would come, and I'm willing to have that discussion, to have us all talk about an income tax or a statewide sales tax, but that time isn't here yet. But it's a possibility.
Okay, thank you. And next to Bill Thomas, what are your views on an income tax in Alaska?
I don't support an income tax. I think similar to Senator Kukesh saying that as long as we can generate the revenue and we get the oil production, we can. I think what we need to do is get our federal delegates to go out there and try to get us some of that outer continental shelf money that's going to be right outside our door. I believe they would help the state of Alaska too right now, that all the money will be going to the feds, federal government. In the Mississippi Gulf, a lot of that money is shared with the states, and I think we're being not treated right. And I wouldn't, again, so if we get our fair share out there, I think we'd be in a lot better shape. And income tax, I don't support.
Okay, and Mr. Christ Tompkins, what are your views on an income tax in Alaska?
I think what Senator Kukesh and Representative Thomas said resonates with me. Is we don't need an income tax right now. And I think what this question really gets at is fiscal responsibility. And fortunately in Alaska, we don't need a tax because oil production is generating the revenue that our state needs to run, to function. And that requires us to be responsible with the money that's coming into state coffers. And to me, fiscal responsibility means you're spending state money, you're spending public money the way you would spend your own money. And so when it comes to an issue like a $2 million appropriation for the state of Alaska to buy people airplane tickets to go watch basketball games in Anchorage, I don't think that's the way I would spend my money, at least. And I don't think most people in Alaska would view that as a responsible way to spend money. I mean, certainly not when you have projects here in Sitka. I mean, $2 million for Sawmill Creek, repaving Sawmill Creek, or the Blue Lake Dam, that money is badly needed. Or the Gartina Falls project in Hoonah, Thayer Lake in Angoon. I mean, there are myriad projects that could benefit hugely from that kind of appropriation. So I think to make sure that we don't have any income tax or sales tax, we need to be fiscally responsible, and that means no rash appropriations and no $2 billion giveaway to oil companies.